I've spoken to the Murray Bridge Mayor about youth drinking culture and mental health concerns amid the pandemic. For a young person's perspective, I'm joined by the region's Young Citizen of the Year, Cheska Nicario. Hi, Cheska. How have you been?
Hi, Jenny. I'm good, thank you.
Lovely. Now, sadly, not everyone's been great over the past couple of years. The stats show mental health has declined among your generation, particularly during COVID. Have you noticed a slump for your peers since the pandemic kicked in?
Yeah, unfortunately I have. The pandemic has hit youth around the region especially hard because we're such a sport and recreation focused area, and sport is definitely a place where a lot of young people feel like they belong, especially when they don't feel like that in their own home. So during the pandemic, when sports was cancelled and we were all in quarantine, there was definitely wasn't much to do besides, you know, maybe pick up some unhealthy habits. I know I was waking up at around noon almost every day, which definitely wasn't the best for me, but I'm sure a lot of the other young people do feel the same as well.
Yeah, right. And then you can kind of get into this spiral if you don't have the right supports. You know, having something like a social engagement, a regular engagement like sport being taken away. And then, you know, it sounds like you've got some, you know, you're really well grounded and you've got some lovely people around you. But I'm sure that for other people, they kind of went down that spiral in a really bad way.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you reckon are some ways that young people have been coping?
I think there's a big conversation about how bad social media is, but definitely during the pandemic, we could see a lot of the positives of it. So social media has really allowed a lot of young people to still communicate with friends and still check up on new hobbies. I know a lot of my friends picked up on new TV shows that, you know, when we've come back together, we've been able to talk about. And it's been just a new way of us talking about things besides COVID and how bad it was. So I think for a lot of young people, things on social media have really helped them stay connected to the things that they are passionate about and to people that they love.
That is funny, isn't it? Because I think a lot of older people think of social media as this really problematic thing that people use, you know, being stuck to screens and maybe being self-conscious because everyone looks so beautiful on Instagram. But it is a great platform as well. It can be good used for good and evil.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, it's not just about, it's not necessarily isolating. It can actually be a way that people connect.
Yeah, absolutely. I've definitely found that among my peers and myself. It was definitely one of the biggest ways we could have stayed connected and just helped each other out when we necessarily couldn't see each other face to face. So, absolutely.
And then what about things like alcohol and substance abuse? I know I've heard contrasting views on your generation's use of booze. Some people have referred to it as Gen Z as the sober generation. And now we're hearing there's been quite an uptake of alcohol use in the Murraylands in recent years. What have you noticed?
I mean, I've definitely noticed that a lot more young people have started to drink alcohol at younger ages. And I think it's definitely a cultural thing. I know Australia is been known around the world for their drinking culture. And, you know, alcohol has been the center of a lot of gatherings and parties for a long time now. So I think with the easing of restrictions, a lot of young people just find that need to connect with others. And I think because it's part of our culture, alcohol is naturally involved in that part of communicating. And so, you know, alcohol is often referred to as liquid strength. So
yeah,
lot of young people, you know, will do things when consuming alcohol that gives them a rush and all those things just to be relatable to other people and connect with other people. So I definitely have noticed quite an uptake on it. I'm definitely not saying it's a good thing, but I've definitely noticed.
Yeah, I suppose that's a very good point, you know, like a lot of people now are quite socially anxious after having not engaged as much as they used to in, you know, social events and things like that. So,
the
old Dutch courage. And is this something as well that maybe parents are quite lenient on?
I definitely know my parents and all of my peers' parents have been brought up with the lesson that if you're going to drink at a young age, I'd rather you do it at home so I know you're doing it responsibly, right? I'm sure we've all heard that.
Yeah.
And there's countless studies and brain scans showing the terrible effects of consuming alcohol at a young age, and people still choose to have it at younger and younger ages because, like I said, there's a huge culture around it. And so I think people feel anxious if they don't consume alcohol that they're going to be isolated from the rest of the group. And, of course, as humans, we don't want to be isolated from other people even more so than we are already with the pandemic. So I think it's because we've been brought up by this mindset, and I believe that parents are quite lenient of the idea of their kids having alcohol even underage. So
that's a very tricky one. Yeah, that's so
definitely.
Tricky. Because I think it's great that parents aren't just saying, oh, no, don't do it at all because, you know, you can't necessarily stop people from experimenting and trying things out.
Yeah,
oh, that's so tricky. With us at the moment is Murray Bridges Young Citizen of the Year, Cheska Nicario. We're talking about substance use in the community and mental health. And it sounds like a whole of community issue, particularly alcohol abuse. What do you think maybe some ways that we could all help to improve young people's mental health and substance use?
I think the first thing to do is to provide places and youth communities that young people feel safe in and allow them to disconnect from the things that are negatively affecting them, like finding alternatives, keeping them busy with sports and clubs and things like that, so they could really take their mind off things for a while. I also think that having someone stable who they can trust and who they can talk to is really important because sometimes the best thing you need when you're struggling is just to have someone listen to you and get it off your chest. I think mental health and youth mental health as a whole is something we should be paying a bit more focus to because it affects and will affect a majority of our community.
Absolutely. Oh, some great thoughts there, Cheska. I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Cheska Nicario is the Young Citizen of the Year in Murray Bridge. Those numbers again for some support if you need it. Lifeline for Mental Health Advice and Guidance, 13 11 14. When I haven't mentioned, the Kids Helpline is 1800 55 1800. And the 24-hour Alcohol and Drug Support line is 1800 198 024.